Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the most important thing your child takes on vacation.
I'm going to guess your blankie or their stuffed animal toy.
Oh, okay.
Yep. iPad.
Okay. You know, boy, that's a good one too, Kato. But Heidi and Kato, or Tom, nailed it. It is your stuffed animal.
That's because we've been there.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had to call Great Wolf Lodge and beg them to go through the laundry and search for Ellie the elephant, which was never found.
Oh.
Man, we searched too. We searched so hard to try to find another Ellie the elephant to slip in, and Ellie just was a one of a kind, apparently.
That's interesting. We'll get to that in a second. 69% of people said that their child has left a toy or stuffed animal behind, and they what do you do when that does happen? 48% said that they buy a duplicate, Tom, and pretend that it was the original.
Well, see, we had it all set up because we told our son that we were going to get in touch with Great Wolf and have them send it back to us. So then we're like on eBay. We were on everywhere you could think of to shop, and that sucker just wasn't findable.
So, if, in other words, if you see your kid favoring a toy, go ahead and buy a second one.
Yeah, I do sometimes. At least two.
Yeah. And especially if it's a stuffed animal. Sometimes. Yeah. I've got some duplicates.
There you go.
25% would make up a story to explain what happened to Ellie the elephant or whatever.
Well, we told him what happened. You left him behind.
Ellie had to go do something else.
Oh, that's pretty rotten. You think you're doing the right thing, but you're teaching your kid that it's okay to abandon their best friend ever.
Says the man who left his second child at home one day.
Two houses. We drove two houses down.
Yeah. Still.
Heidi, leave him alone. That's just wrong. It's like you've never forgot Lauren anywhere.
I can't remember that I lost. Where is she?
Yeah. Where is she right now? Where is your daughter right now, Heidi? Okay, 17% of the people said they would buy something extravagant to distract the child from the lost stuffed animal.
Wow,
that doesn't seem like good parenting.
Yeah, it's like, you lost your stuffed animal? Well, let's go buy you
an iPad.
13% would write a postcard, letter, or email from the lost fuzzy friend to the child saying that they're okay.
Oh, that's
But sweet. Why aren't they coming home?
Because they have other things to do, and they're saying, dear child, thank you for the time we spent together, but I had to move on to another child to keep them happy.
That's horrible.
It is. Yeah.
And for abandonment issues, call your psychiatrist.
Well, it's like moms or parents who try to, to get their baby off the pacifier.
Yes.
I've had friends that will say, we have to give this to a new baby, and that's how they... train the kid not
but
to want the
But that's teaching them, okay, we've got to give it to a new baby and you're going to do this. But, like, if you leave your animal behind somewhere and then you tell the kid, well, he's just going to go stay with someone else now, that's abandonment.
Yeah. Well, he says... Ellie says, thank you for the time we've spent together, but I need to move on. It's not you,
it's me. You're teaching your kid that this stuffed animal doesn't love you anymore.
He's teaching them that life's not fair.
That's right. Get over it, Tom.
And poor Tom's got a lost stuffed animal from
No, I'm fine, but we had to teach Quinn the hard way is that you can't leave your crap behind because it's not always going to get found.
Well, that's a good teaching lesson.
Yes.
But I have a friend, too, where the mom's okay. He's like, I think the kid's like 11 or so, but the mom's okay with buying stuffed animals, and that's like no more stuffed animals because other kids are going to start making fun.
Okay.
Yeah, at school. What do you think about that?
Oh, don't let them take them to school.
What's the age limit that you cut off, like, the stuffed animals?
Well, I don't think there's any age limit at your house.
Yeah. If he wants one, get him one.
I still have one.
Okay.
People are making fun of you, kid.
I don't take him out anymore.
Okay.
21% of parents said they would launch a social media search to track it down.
Okay.
And then 5% would go to old school, and they put up posters of the stuffed animal and search for him. Like, let's put up a poster and see if we can find one.
So is that with the expectation that they really might get it back or just to make the kid
happy? I don't
know.
That's all the information that I have.
I think they're trying to really get it back.
Yeah.
And
Well, maybe they lost it in the neighborhood or something. Took it to a friend's house.
I don't know.
So telling your kid or, that the bear was kidnapped and is going to be tortured.
Yeah, that ain't good.
That's not good. Okay, never mind.
That
good.
Is so
wow.
wrong.
It's probably good you don't have kids.
It yeah. probably is.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm doing it great, but I definitely not. Am not doing that bad.
Well, kids who sleep with stuffed animals or security items like your blankies and stuff, they grow up and are more confident and well-adjusted, according to research. People.
Isn't that weird? Because yeah. it's almost the opposite of what you'd think. You mm-hmm. think a kid that could go to bed on his own without needing some ratty old dirty blanket would grow up to be more well-adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
I think the researchers are lying. I think they had little blankies when they were a kid, and they just want us to think that.
They probably have it in a lab with them while they're doing the research.
Right. Just tricking us.
Well, what's the weirdest thing your child has slept with? You'll be interested to see some of these answers. There's some weird things.
Well, what did you sleep with?
I had a Clem, the hound dog.
I had Ruff. He was a dog, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was orange and green, which is not a normal color for a dog.
Okay.
Maybe a cat. Heidi, what was yours?
Bozo.
The clown? Bozo you slept with clown? Bozo the clown?
You slept with a clown?
Is it? I know. Tell me about it.
That's creepy.
I know.
Oh.
I was hoping we weren't going to go around the room on that one.
You know you can lie.
Yeah, you don't have to tell the truth.
Yeah, watch me lie. A blanket.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.